Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What are the consequences of President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Iran deal? What are the reactions, and what does it all mean? First of all, let me read to you from an article by JTA, which was published on May 8, saying this. Trump's decision comes after a full court press by three European nations, also party to the 2015 deal, not to pull out. Over recent weeks, French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson have visited Washington to try and persuade Trump to stay in the deal. Of course, as we know, he announced yesterday that America is going to withdraw. The Associated Press wrote on May 8 that President Donald Trump dealt a profound blow to allies, deepened his isolation on the world stage, and revived doubts about American credibility in the most consequential foreign policy action of his presidency. The leaders of Britain, Germany, and France immediately urged the United States not to take any actions that could prevent them and Iran from continuing to implement the agreement. And then notice this. National Security Advisor John Bolton said, nobody should sign contracts for new business with Iran. For the Europeans, Trump's withdrawal constitutes dispiriting proof that trying to appease him is futile. But not only that. Breitbart added on May 8 that Trump said, any nation that helps Iran in its quest for nuclear ambitions will also be sanctioned by the United States. He also announced, of course, that new sanctions, heavy sanctions, will be imposed on Iran. But now he says other nations will be too. And on top of that, Deutsche Welle wrote on May 8 that Richard Grenell, the new U.S. ambassador to Germany, sent out a warning to German businesses on Twitter, saying that German companies doing business in Iran should wind down operations immediately. Now, before I go on, let me just say that I personally feel, and I've always felt, that the Iran deal was a mess. It was very bad for the United States of America, and actually it was also pretty bad for Europe, although the Europeans were heavily involved in it. And so it doesn't come as a surprise that finally America has decided to withdraw from that deal. And there are lots of discussions on it back and forth. Most European papers, of course, condemn now America for having done this, but not everybody does. Bild Online, a German paper, congratulated President Trump for having done this, saying this is actually good news for the world. But my point today is not to take sides on whether the deal was good or not. My point is to show you the consequences, and they are biblically relevant. Notice Handelsblatt stating this on May 8. The announcement Tuesday marked a rupture with major European allies who helped negotiate the accord and who lobbied intensively with Mr. Trump to keep the deal in place. The unilateral move threatens to further destabilize the tumultuous situation in the Middle East. Oil prices have surged in anticipation of U.S. withdrawal and may rise even further amid concerns about supply from OPEC's third largest exporter. It also goes on to say that Europeans will now have to prove that they are capable of doing so, in other words, of walking a different path, like they said, from the United States. The Iran deal has become a litmus test for European willingness and ability to protect its interests. It also says that the reaction in Germany was predictably unfavorable. The U.S. decision comes as a blow to German industry. Now, Merkel and Macron and Theresa May and others have already announced today that they are going to work together with Iran to keep the deal alive, and they are not going to be threatened by the United States of America. Now, All of this will bring about a further unification of continental European nations against the United States. But what about Iran? What are they going to do? Now, the JTA paper, a Jewish paper, wrote this on May 8. Iran's rhetorical response to the reimposition of sanctions will have three likely goals. One, expedite and exploit a growing transatlantic divide over Iran policy. Two, convince Europe not to comply with any prospective U.S. sanctions against Iran. And three, get Europe to shield entities that do business with Iranian parties. Given Europe's fondness of the deal, this will not be a hard sell for Tehran. Now, if that comes true, you can see, can you not, how easily the relationship between Europe and the U.S. will dramatically deteriorate. Talking about the imposition of tariffs against European goods, that's just one of the many things which might very well happen to bring about an animosity between Europe and the United States unparalleled within the last 50, 60, or whatever years. The article goes on to say, should the Islamic Republic decide to respond more forcefully, it could resume flight testing medium-range ballistic missiles, which reportedly last occurred in July of 2017. All of them can reach key U.S. partners in the region, such as Israel and Saudi Arabia. Another way to respond forcefully would be to harass U.S. warships in the Persian Gulf, just off the coast of Iran. And finally, Iran could, and I guess will, also respond with terrorism and assassinations. And then the article concludes, case in point are the intensifying prospects of war between Iran and Israel in the Syrian theater. Now, we have warned for years that a war between Iran and Israel will take place in all likelihood. And it appears as if such a war takes place, Israel will lose. Because it talks about a wound which Israel, I'm talking about the state of Israel, will receive in a war. Now, it doesn't specifically state which war it is, but it's going to be a war prior to what the Bible calls the Great Tribulation, when those events take place in the Middle East. So we can expect some kind of an action, in all likelihood by Iran and perhaps other allies, inflicting a wound on Israel. And then it says Israel will try to get help from Germany and won't get it. These are prophecies in your Bible, which you can read about when you ask for our free booklets on Europe in prophecy, Germany in prophecy, the 10 European revivals of the ancient Roman Empire, and of course the fall and rise of Britain and America. All these booklets go into these and many more prophecies and show you what the Bible says it's going to happen in these end times. What we are seeing right now could very well be another puzzle in the big panorama of biblical prophecies for us today. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.